Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Are you getting our bosses anything for National Bosses Day tomorrow?
Well, not Gordy, because I don't like him. Flynn,
I could have
sure.
guessed that, yeah.
Flynn, I would gladly get lunch at Good Eats Kitchen for Flynn, but Gordy, no.
No. Well, Trey told us that it was National Bosses Day, so I credit him for even reminding us.
There you go.
But that's because Good Eats Kitchen has an awesome deal tomorrow for their loyalty members. And if you listen to us every day, why wouldn't you be a
right.
Good Eats Kitchen
it's
loyalty
free,
member?
It's free, by the way, to be a loyalty member.
Yes, at mygoodeatskitchen.com. And tomorrow, mention Bosses Day, and you get a free meal with a purchase of a meal.
Yeah, so it's buy one, like a legit buy one, get one. So buy a meal, you get one for free. So go earn some brownie points. Tell the boss you're picking up lunch.
Yeah.
Go buy one for you, get one for free, give it to her or him, and, you know, maybe get a raise.
And it's a chef-prepared meal, so why shouldn't you get a raise?
And then you can dine together and pretend to think his jokes or her jokes are funny.
There you go. And 20% off also you can get if you mention Matt's Moment, so we're saving you lots of money at Good Eats Kitchen.
There are probably a lot of people who did not save money in the NFL last night after the Lions-Packers game because you get fined when you blast the refs. And my guess is every single player on the Lions team should have been teeing off on the officials after last night's
that
Monday Night Football
awful.
Game. It is awful, Michelle. For those that missed it, Lions-Packers playing on Monday Night Football. The Lions get flagged for two illegal hands to the face penalties, neither of which were actually hands to the face penalties. One allowed the Packers to score a touchdown. The other allowed the Packers to kick what ended up being the game-winning field goal at the end of regulation. I want to be very clear about this. I will never blame an official's call for the outcome of a game. Over the course of a 60-minute football game and 140-some-odd plays thereabouts, 150 plays thereabout, there are so many variables that influence the outcome of a game. If you would have blocked better, if you would have caught better, if you would have thrown a better pass, and all that's very true, but officials also do influence games. There's no question. And at the end of a game, to have an official's call or miscall directly influence the outcome is very tough to swallow. Saints fans dealt with this last year, obviously, with the NFC Championship game. Saints had chances to win that game before and even after that penalty, but didn't. So you can't say that's the sole reason you lost, but far too often it's influencing. Here's the problem, Michelle. Officials today are as bad as they've ever been. It's not, and I want to be clear, I don't think officials throw games. I don't think they're bad people. I just think they're bad at their jobs. And it's impossible to be, no, listen to me. It is impossible to be good when you are a middle-aged person running around with these enormous people running at elite speeds. If you've ever watched a game on the field, that's the worst view of the game. Meanwhile, the home viewing experience with 30 cameras and angles gets better. We all see what the refs can't and what past generations couldn't as well. So why not go to an eagle-eye view to officiate these games? Less people, more robots, Michelle. You know what? I can cook my food, Michelle, by rubbing two sticks together to create a little, you know, kindling there and a little, and then grow a fire and then go kill a wildebeest and skin it with a stone and put it over fire. But you know what else I could do? I'd go to Good Eats and throw it in a microwave for 2 minutes and eat and be done, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a better way to do it. Everything in life evolves. Officiating needs to evolve as well. Enough with the old people running around, not good at their jobs. Give me more technology to fix this crap.